Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
I want to find out and just get a bird's eye view of how the property market has been influenced by the pandemic. What have been the big changes? You know, we see office blocks that nobody's inhabiting. What's happening with that? That's just, I mean, that was something that we could never have guessed was going to happen. So we've called up Brian Chernotsky. He's the principal of Cherner Davis Properties. And good morning, Brian. How are you?
Hi, Kathy. Good, and you?
All right, thank you. Sorry to have kept you on hold for a little while. Brian,
oh, I love that song. Beautiful.
Awesome.
Aren't bad habits just fun?
Oh, they are such fun. Yes, indeed. How has the pandemic influenced the real estate industry?
You know, I was reading an article, and I can't quote it exactly, but after every pandemic or plague that the world has suffered, something good has come out of it.
Yeah.
Like the Industrial Revolution, I think, came after the bubonic plague, if I'm not mistaken.
Spanish flu.
Oh, okay, that was it. And basically what we're finding is that there's a lot of remote working now. That's why I think a lot of offices, I think people never thought of having remote staff off-site. And hence it's affecting the property market because people need bigger homes. And unfortunately, budget doesn't really allow them to just go and buy a bigger house. So what they're doing is they're moving to sort of outlying areas. Not too far, but basically you're finding people are moving to, say, Four Ways as opposed to Sandton because you get better value for money, or Kailami, those kind of areas, and buying a three-bed, whereas they would have been in a two-bed. Also, with a higher-powered, maybe more influential and more wealthy people, they sort of, you've seen quite a lot of semigration back to Cape Town. I don't know if you've noticed that, and I think people have learnt and are comfortable with working off-site, on Zoom, with Microsoft Teams and all Google apps, and it's becoming comfortable and easier to work that way without, you know, having to come into the office every day.
Interesting. Yeah. Definitely, there seems to be a lot of people semigrating because they go to Cape Town and they actually see a city that's working. And
exactly. No,
they don't see the decay like we've got here in Johannesburg. But hopefully that's also going to get sorted. Yeah. Brian, something else that I remember hearing, and it was on another interview here on Chai FM, is that with the property market, a lot of homes went up for sale, and this was going back maybe a year. A lot of homes went up for sale because people couldn't afford them, which ultimately and across the board drove the home prices down. So now you've got younger people who couldn't afford those homes at one point, but because the prices are lower during the pandemic, they were able to afford those homes. Are we still seeing that sort of trend?
Well, there's definitely an affordability issue. A lot of people lost their jobs or salaries were reduced or put onto half day. Also, I was reading a very interesting article last week on the Property 24 website, which said that out of people between the ages of 18 and 35 who are selling their properties, only 75% of them are rebuying. So we're losing 25% of that market. And a lot of kids are going back home. You know, they're staying at home. It's easier for them with the cost of living, the heightening of rates and taxes, levies, etc. It's creating a situation where it's, you work it out. You need around 10 to 15,000 just to rent a little one bedroom with all the costs these days.
Interesting. All right, Brian, just before I let you go, how's it going? I know that you are the agent. You're the sales agent for Reed Terrace Development, which I just absolutely love. I think that is going to become the iconic, you know, place to be. That is really going to be the place you want to call home. How are the sales going?
Yeah, they're coming every week. We do signing more deals. We signed a couple of deals yesterday and doing another one today. So it's continually flowing in. It's really gives you everything, as we've discussed many times over. But living a life where you've got the fiber so you can zoom, the units are bigger size so you do have more space, you got the generators, the backup, and also you got that beautiful green feeling with the park and the trees and the quiet position of the area. It's just really something that people are warming to. And as you said, I think it will be something that people will be upset that they didn't buy now. Once it goes up, it's going to be really beautiful. The professional team of builders, architects are doing an amazing job.
Yeah. When do they break ground?
There's a certain sales number that needs to be hit, and we're getting very close to it. So we're hoping to hit ground, you know, start breaking ground in the next possibly month or two, maybe July, somewhere around there, which will, if you take 15-odd months to build, in middle end of next year, people will be living in their iconic dream home.
Unbelievable. Absolutely incredible. Brian Chernotsky, Principal at Turner Davis Properties, thank you so much.